Facing the death of a loved one is heartbreaking. Managing their care as they pass can be overwhelming. Often families don't even know how to begin talking about end-of-life care. Regional Hospice and Palliative Care in Danbury, Connecticut has put together a cartoon ad campaign that they say will help take the taboo out of the topic of dying. Cynthia Roy is the president and CEO of Regional Hospice in Danbury. She joins me in studio. Hello.
Thank you for having me.
How did Regional Hospice come up with the idea for these ads?
Well, I really wanted to have an ad campaign that was very out of the box and was creative and took this scary part about hospice and end of life out of the discussion. So we put together a creative team and came up with a concept to do an animated campaign.
And where can people see these ads?
They're on television locally, and they're also on our website, which is makingthebestofeveryday.org.
And you produced three of these ads. We have some sound of one of them. It's narrated by an elderly father. He's sitting in a chair in the living room while his three grown children are gathered at the kitchen table behind him discussing how to care for Dad. Let's listen to that.
They're discussing how to deal with Dad's illness. The dramatic child talks about obligation and guilt. The organized child has a color-coded chart showing whose turn it is to bathe Dad. The wise child says, if we get hospice care, we can enjoy Dad's last months together, unburdened by his illness. She's also my favorite child. Oh, like you don't have a secret favorite?
Humor is used in each of the ads. Have you found that people are responding well to the ads because of humor?
We are. People are saying that they're seeing the ads and that they're catchy and they're watching them. And that's the goal, is that people could have those conversations and talk about a really serious topic in a way that makes it easily accessible and light.
Why did you decide to use cartoons rather than actors?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think because people really do relate to animated characters in a way that's not as scary and dark. And we felt it really, these are conversations every family has or needs to have. And to have it animated, people can really relate to that exact discussion. I can't tell you how many families tell me they've had that same discussion about not wanting to bathe Dad and feeling overwhelmed with that job.
Two of the ads deal with elder care, but one does feature a younger man and a girl who has a terminal illness. Is this one targeted more at the patient rather than the caregiver?
Actually, that particular ad, which is our third ad, it's called Beep Beep, was really geared towards patients that actually are in our center. We have an older gentleman and a young child that are both patients and got to know each other. And we wanted to tell that story that hospice care isn't just for elderly people. It's for all ages at any time or in the end of their illness. And we see a very large pediatric population in Connecticut. So we wanted people to know that children do also need hospice care.
Are parents of younger people more averse to talking about end-of-life care than older adults, or is this a topic that kind of bridges the generation gap? Nobody wants to talk about it.
I think it bridges the generation gap. I've had a very common thing happen where I've gone into homes of patients' families, and I've had an 80-year-old patient say to us, "Don't tell my daughter that I'm dying. I don't want her to know." And then we'll go in the separate room, and the daughter will say, "Don't tell my mom that she's dying. I don't want her to know." This is a common issue regardless of the age of the patient, and one in which we really need to bring families together to have that dialogue.
Have any other nonprofit hospice agencies reached out to you and said, hey, can we buy the rights to those and use them on our website?
Not yet, but that actually is one of our goals, because our concept of doing this campaign was really to raise awareness across the board about hospice and end of life and allowing families to feel comfortable with having that discussion early on, so when people aren't talking about it when they're in the middle of a crisis.
What have you found is the biggest challenge to getting families to talk about end-of-life care?
Exactly that people really wait till it's too late, till they're in the emergency room or an ICU, and this is the third or fourth time their mother or their spouse has been there, and then they realize, oh my gosh, we need to start having these discussions now. And what we really want to do is have people have those discussions at home, way before the crisis happens, in a way that allows for an open dialogue, in a way that's sensitive and supportive of the loved one.
Could you tell us what is hospice care?
Absolutely. Hospice care is a philosophy of care for patients who are the last 6 months to a year of life who have a terminal illness. What happens when somebody goes onto hospice is a whole interdisciplinary team comes into the home or into a center like mine to provide services together. So it's not just nursing, it's physician services and occupational therapy, physical therapy, home health aid service to help with bathing and dressing and feeding. But the other thing that people don't always realize is that volunteers are a huge part of hospice care. And volunteers actually can come in and provide respite care or, you know, do errands for the patient and the family. And so the whole team works together to provide that care. And then lastly, all hospices also provide chaplain and spiritual care to the services.
Can I ask, how did you get involved in this area of end-of-life care?
Yeah, I've been doing hospice 20 years this year, and I absolutely love what I do. I'm blessed to be able to meet just the most amazing patients and families, and I think my staff would feel the same way. And I had actually a personal experience well over 30 plus years ago of a loved one that died on hospice and felt that it made a humongous difference in my life. And I know that it makes a difference in other people's lives. And I think if you've had a really good hospice experience, you believe in it and you believe in the philosophy of the care.
Cynthia Roy is the president and CEO of Regional Hospice. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.